Carl Jung said, "Awaken and shine your light for others to follow. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." This is an invitation to move differently in the world, to operate from a place of deep knowing and alignment. I'm Adrienne McDonald, and welcome to the Source Code Podcast. Let's dive in. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back, or welcome if it's your first time. Grab your coffee or your favorite tea or any of your favorite beverages, and let's get into what the muse has for us today. I am wrapping up my birthday week. It's been a good one. I got to see, or actually it's been a great one. I got to see Moulin Rouge, the musical. That was amazing. And I also went to Asheville to see the Chichuli glass exhibit at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. Highly recommend. And as I always do, I reflected on the past year. So I thought I would share some lessons from my latest trip around the sun. And if you've been listening a while, you know my word of the year for 2023 was embodiment. I did a lot of integration work. I did a lot of so that I could embody a lot of things over the past year. And a lot of that had to do with getting a lot more deeper into my human design, doing a lot more in-depth work with gene keys, continuing my shamanic studies. So just a lot. And there were a couple of things that came up that I thought, these were really, some of these I thought I had, like, I got this under control. But, you know, there's always that new level of depth. And one of the themes for me was, I'm into my head a lot. In human design, I actually have an open head, which means I tend to take in a lot of information. And none of us are really supposed to be making decisions from, like, being in our head. We need to include our body in that process. And I've always been a person that overanalyzes things. And now I know why, or at least one of the reasons why. And I think over the past year, I've really focused on knowing or having awareness around when I was processing something versus ruminating over it. And what I found was I was ruminating a lot more than I would have really thought I had, if I had not, like, really tuned my awareness around it. And rumination is when you're just caught in a loop where the thoughts are just repeating over and over and over, and they drag us down into the hole, the rabbit hole or the spiral, and usually involves, like, you're dwelling on past events, you're worrying about the future, and it's all focused around uncertainty, but there's no resolution to anything. It's the cycle of, you know, self-doubt and ramps up anxiety, and it's not a productive process at all. For me, I would hyper-focus on uncertainty. Or a map of probabilities, because I'm pretty good at doing probability analysis and doing pattern recognition. So instead of, like, figuring out maybe the more likely paths and narrowing it down, it would just grow and grow and grow, and that's not. And usually from a negative standpoint, it would reinforce whatever negative emotions that I had going on. And the more you do that, the harder it is to break out of it. It's a lot like being stuck in mud, right? The more you struggle, sometimes the more you just sort of sink in. Whereas processing is different. When you're processing something, it's coming from a place of non-judgment. It's coming from a place of trying to get like a perspective. It's focusing on, okay, what did I learn from this experience? It's not avoiding emotions or avoiding confrontations. It's like allowing everything to flow through. And that doesn't mean that you know, it's all roses and everything, but there's not this doom and gloom and spinning. And if there's a measure of detachment around it. And I think with rumination, you sort of forget all the tools in the toolkit. And when you're processing, you're bringing as many of the tools as you need to into that you have in your toolkit. And I think that especially actually utilizing my human design, that's really helped me stay out of that more often than not. And that's been extremely helpful because the overthinking and the overanalyzing, it really does no one any good. And it made me a faster decision maker because it cultivated self-trust more. So that was very, very helpful. Now, because of that, or entwined with that, probably the second thing that I will bring up is part of that was prioritizing the regulation of my nervous system. And there are many ways to do that. First of all, you've got to be aware of if your nervous system is regulated or not. If you tend to be anxious, I can tell you right now, it's probably not. For me, that was more intentional practices around somatic exercises, particularly breath work. In fact, I intend to take another breath work class this year for a different type of breath work. I've been doing body scans for a while. I have my shamanic practices where I look at my energy centers. Some people use chakras. I don't use chakras anymore because of my shamanic training. I use cauldrons because that's a Celtic thing. I also started adding in an exercise where I look at my human design centers too. And in human design, they have something called not self themes. And my not self theme is frustration. So if I'm frustrated, I know I'm not in alignment with my design. There's something off. And when I walk myself through that and ask myself certain questions, it sort of helps me reset and get back on track, right? And actually, next week, I'm going to be talking about the centers. So I'll probably share some of those questions that I ask myself and what the function of each center is, whether it's defined or open, because that can be helpful. And the third thing is, I really made an effort to allow myself to be enchanted more often. Now, I may have even mentioned this in the year-end wrap-up in 2023, but my life moves much more in flow and much, much better when I allow myself to take in wonder. That's why I like to go see art. That's why I like to read fiction. That's why I like to walk through gardens so I can marvel at things. That's why we dance and we play music and whatever makes your soul sing, that's what you need to be doing. And that also helps regulate your nervous system. I mean, it does wonders for mine. So I think that this is a really short episode, just sort of ripping on some lessons from the past year. I think the best thing you can do this week is think about your nervous system and what you do to regulate it so that you're not like on edge, right? That you're filling up that wellspring inside of you. And that are you making that a priority? Because it needs to be a priority. If you don't have a well-regulated nervous system, you are not making the best decisions you can for yourself. Because you won't be able to hear those whispers of inspiration. You are not going to be able to feel that little twinge in your gut telling you to, you know, go forth and do this thing, because you'll be too worked up. However you get that information about making a decision requires you to have a regulated nervous system, because that's not coming from your head. Remember when I went through all the ways to make decisions in human design? That's a body thing. You got to get your body in the game. So that's what I got this week. Short and sweet. As always, thanks for listening. Again, next week we're going to talk about those centers. So come on back. Happy to connect with you on social media. Tend to be on IG, Threads, Facebook, LinkedIn, more than anywhere else. So remember to find beauty every day and seek out the magic in the mundane. Thank you for listening to the Source Code Podcast. If you found this episode insightful and feel moved to, please leave a review and share it out with those you believe will find it helpful. You can check out my website for more information at www.adrianmcdonald.com. And for more of my more regular musings, connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and LinkedIn. I hope you have a beautiful week.